Welcome back, nonfiction friends. We have been browsing the nonfiction section and discovered it's a small world after all. This week, we are talking about Where It Is All Started by a Mouse, Walt Disney World.
Yeah, that's right. Josh and I have both chosen books about the Walt Disney World Resort here in Central Florida. But this time, we're checking out two different sections of the nonfiction shelves. Mine, for instance, is 725.76.
And mine is 917.59. You might recognize my number because it's a travel book.
Yeah, and mine's art.
Oh, very different. Now, I have prepared some interview questions for you.
Okay.
When was your first time going to Disney?
I have absolutely no idea.
How old would you think you were?
No idea.
Really?
The first memory I have is in Epcot in the Mexico Pavilion. Donald Duck was putting a oversized sombrero on me, and it took up about half of my body, and I have been afraid of characters ever since.
Oh.
I was just bawling my eyes out, and there's a picture of me on a bench hiding from Donald.
Were you wearing the sombrero in the picture?
Yes.
That's great. Yes. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
My first time, I don't really remember. I want to say I was maybe 6 or 7, and we went to Magic Kingdom. I don't really remember much, but I think it was at Christmas time when it was, like, the snow and stuff, and nice. It was nice. Okay, so have you been to any other Disney parks besides Disney World?
Yeah, I've been to Disneyland in California, the original, and I've been to Disneyland Paris.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It's very different.
Than here in the States.
Mm-hmm. The rides are more like Disneyland, I suppose. But it's very much more relaxed. It's a lot colder. It's not usually as crowded. The Indiana Jones ride there is amazing. It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, we don't even get a ride here. We just get a show.
Yeah, and in Disneyland they have like an indoor ride that's kind of like our dinosaur ride. But the Indiana Jones ride in Paris is like an outside roller coaster. It's amazing.
Is there a Disney park that you would want to go to that you haven't gone to yet?
Yeah, easy. Tokyo Disney Sea.
Yes.
Which is your answer, too, I know.
Yes, no, it's the same answer.
Probably for different reasons.
Just because I love Japan. I mean,
I want to go to Japan, obs. But I am obsessed with Duffy the Disney Bear.
Really?
And that's where he comes from.
No.
And he's got, like, his own section there with his friends, Shelly Mae, Gelatoni.
I was so confused when Duffy came over to the States, and I was like, I don't know who this bear is or why he's trying to take over my life.
And I was one of the avid defenders of him. It's like, you don't know him. He's Duffy's, he's Mickey Mouse's bear. Minnie Mouse made him so he wouldn't be lonely on his trip. Gah.
See, and I didn't know that.
I used to be a character attendant at Walt Disney World. I worked with Duffy a lot, and I defended his honor.
Duffy was an actual, like, character?
Yeah. Surprise. He was just shy of 5 years, a character in Epcot.
Okay. Where was he?
He was in the gazebo. Like, if you're coming underneath the spaceship ball towards the World Showcase Lagoon, he was off to the left-hand side under that gazebo. Where I think Pluto meets now.
Yes, I think that's.
Yeah, it was all themed for Duffy. He had his little storybook in the queue as you were waiting, and that store across was all Duffy stuff.
Oh my gosh.
It was a good few years. We would have like Duffy meetups every year. It's great.
Do you have your own Duffy?
I have lots of Duffys.
Oh, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have
asked. Some of them from Tokyo. Alani in Hawaii has exclusive Duffy merchandise.
Oh my gosh.
I'm an obsessive collector.
Okay. Well, I actually haven't been to another Disney park besides Disney World, which is sad.
That is
me
sad.
Me being a very avid Disney person.
That is really sad.
I believe me and my wife are planning to go to Disneyland sometime this year, maybe.
Sweet.
So hopefully I get to experience that.
Like, I'm not even a huge Disney fanatic, but being in the original park, standing where Walt stood and, like, imagined it, I was, like, even I was moved. Plus, it's much more relaxed there. Like, the characters are just, like, randomly walking around, and there's no massive cues for them. It's so chill. The weather's beautiful. Yeah.
Going to Disney World here is usually stressful. Always crowded, stressful, and...
and hot.
And hot.
Everyone's grouchy and standing way too close to each other.
Okay, a little bit of trivia here for you. Do you know what Epcot stands for?
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
You get 100. You get an A. A plus. A plus.
Yeah. Well, I had to take the whole history of Epcot class when I worked there, so...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that extensive?
It's pretty... It's a full 8-hour day.
Okay.
There's one for every park.
No, thank you.
It's actually pretty awesome. And then at the end, we're like walking out, and over the PA system, they make an announcement like, welcome to the newest team members.
Oh my gosh. Members.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
It was really cute. I was like, oh my God.
Your favorite Disney memory?
Oh my God. I don't know. I have a lot. I think my favorite is when I organized a scavenger hunt for my mom's 60th birthday. Her birthday is the same day as Walt's. Not the same year, obviously, but December 5th.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, she was born on his 50th birthday. So I secretly arranged with all of her friends and co-workers this little scavenger hunt around the parks, and at each stop would be a person waiting for her with a balloon, and she'd have to figure out the next one. And towards the end, cast members that I didn't even know started getting involved. So, like, some cast members from the Pirates gave her some ears and sang to her.
That's really cool.
And at Pecos Bill, they brought her out a birthday chili cheese fries and made everybody sing.
Ooh.
It was really fun.
Man, I'm jealous now.
It was really special.
Yeah. Let's see. My favorite Disney memory, I think, and I think my wife would kill me if I didn't say this, would be... proposing to my now wife at the Spoiler. Disney princess meetup. I think did it in front of Cinderella. I had told the photographer, like, you know, a couple minutes beforehand, so she was in on it.
Uh-huh.
And like, I didn't know that they have a special protocol for that.
They
and
do,
everything.
Yeah.
It was really cool because like we got pictures of us, lots of pictures of us, through the actual like Disney photographer thing. Mm-hmm. And then pictures with Cinderella with, like, you know,
the ring,
the ring and everything. It was really cool.
Cute.
Another memory I just wanted to mention was more recent. My wife is part of this like Disney brides group.
Oh yeah.
And she found out that one of the brides, her daughter was being bullied at school for believing that mermaids were real. And then
they absolutely are.
So we went to Disney and we got a video of Ariel saying hi to her.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I did that once. I helped one of my friends tell her children that they were coming to Walt Disney World by going to a bunch of their favorite characters.
Oh, that's super cool.
They were like, "Hey Mandy, see you soon." And they were like, "What?" It was cute.
That'd be really cool.
We take that stuff for granted because we live here and we can go there whenever we want, but for a lot of people, it's something that takes them years to save up for.
To plan and to even get here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so last question. Well, part one of the last question.
Okay.
Favorite ride?
Well, I would say Space Mountain.
Really?
I giggle nonstop the whole time.
I just scream.
I giggle because it just like thrashes you around and everything looks like it's going to
head off. It doesn't go easy on you.
No, I love it. It's so great. It's just so well themed.
I'm always afraid that like I'm going to hit something.
Yeah. When I see people put their arms up, I'm like, no,
don't do that.
But then if you see it with the lights on, which is totally mind-blowing, it's perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like it's terrifying.
I think my favorite is Rock and Roller Coaster.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that band is amazing.
Yeah, and Aerosmith. I just love the way it starts. It just like shoots you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the Tower of Terror.
No, thank you.
Love it.
No, thank you.
I wanted to get married there because I love it so much.
You just love the atmosphere.
I do, but I like the ride as well.
Right, I think I like the ride. I just didn't like the falling.
Well, that's a big part of the ride. So.
I like the atmosphere of the ride. I don't like everything else.
I like the ghosts. I like the damage.
Well, I mean, if I like Haunted Mansion, you know.
That's true. Yeah, that is I don't really consider that my favorite ride. That's just, like, my favorite thing, like, in all of Walt Disney World.
Like, I do every time I'm in Magic Kingdom, I ride Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, same. No matter what.
Yeah. Last question. Favorite movie?
I don't know, man. It's just so hard to choose. If we're going old school, I love The Aristocats.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do love Aristocats.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. I love the music. I have fond memories of watching that with my family. Most recently, the newest addition to my top five is Coco.
I love Coco.
I love that movie so much.
I think my favorite's going to have to be Wreck-It Ralph.
That's a good one, too.
I really love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, it's so witty.
And they're coming out with a new movie, too.
I know. I'm so excited. With that poor bunny that eats all the pies.
Oh, that was that was great. It was fun to watch, but horrific when you think about it.
I can't wait to see it.
Okay, so we are going to go into our books now. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, because mine's a little different than yours. Yes. Mine is kind of like the history of Walt Disney World. Well, Disney, sorry, in general. From the perspective of an Imagineer, one of the original Imagineers.
Oh, that's
John
super cool.
Hench. I know. He actually worked very closely with Walt on a lot of the movies that are very familiar to us, like Peter Pan and Cinderella and Fantasia and, yeah, all those. And then when Walt started to work on Disneyland, he took over those same Imagineers with him. They switched gears. And so he was a part of building the monorail system.
Oh, that's cool.
Space Mountain. Carousel of Progress.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. And Epcot, which is my favorite part.
So the whole
pretty much everything that I love about Disney is because of this guy, John Hench. So he was born in 1908, and unfortunately he died in 2004. But like I said, he worked very closely with Walt as one of their Imagineers, which are what they call the designers for everything Disney-related. They're responsible for designing everything associated with Disney, like hotels, rides, movies, etc., etc. When asked what his greatest achievement was, he considers it to be Disneyland because it was the first and set the path for
the
everything else
them,
to
yeah.
follow. Yeah. The book itself is really chock full of great anecdotes about working with Walt, setting up the parks, and just gorgeous illustrations of, like, concept art, the evolution of what we know them to be today, and stuff like that. There's some beautiful ones of Space Mountain from the 60s. I totally dig. It's got, like, that 60s retro vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. and a lot of the stuff from the fair that they debuted their ideas.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a quote here about the Carousel of Progress in Tomorrow at Disneyland, because that one was the first one,
right,
obviously.
Right.
So in designing attractions, our philosophy is rooted in the belief that life is wonderful after all. We work to bring guests an approximation of events that will affect them deeply. Our story about the advent of electricity in the home provided optimistic events for guests to experience, letting them know what could have been and what might be, and inspiring them. So what you kind of get right off the bat is that Walt was very guest-focused.
Yeah.
He wanted everything to be perfect because he said that the guests noticed perfection, which they definitely do. So he actually encouraged his Imagineers twice a month to go out into the parks and be amongst the guests, to eat lunch with them, to wait in the lines, to ride the rides
with
them.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. So that everything they did was focused on the perspective of the guests. And ever the optimist, Walt used to insist that there were no bad people. Some act badly because of incorrect information. So he stressed to his Imagineers to give guests good information in both design and story. So that's basically what this book does.
That's a really cool book.
Yeah, I really enjoy it and can't wait to read the whole
thing.
And
that's all his art that's in there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yep, it's got some additions from people that worked with him.
Oh.
Because this book came out after he died, so it's got some like extra material from them, but just really cool, beautiful images.
Yeah, it's cool to see the original designs for, like, rides in the parks and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, even up to this is Test Track.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, like, shows how much stuff he worked on, because he, I think it said he worked for the company until he was in his 90s.
Dang.
Yeah. And here's Blizzard Beach, Animal Kingdom. Yeah.
Super cool.
Decades. So what book did you bring, Josh?
I brought a travel book of Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando. It's an eyewitness travel book. So in here is a whole bunch of facts and like how to plan day trips and a little bit of information about each park here in Orlando, mainly about Walt Disney World. So I pulled some information from each of the parks and just some general information about Disney World that I thought our listeners might find interesting. So Disney World is the largest entertainment complex on Earth, 47 square miles, 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, a sports complex, a cruise ship line, hotels, restaurants, and golf courses.
Woo.
So a lot going on.
Yeah. No wonder it's so crowded all the time, right?
I know. Walt's original vision came to him when he saw his kids at an amusement park. Mm-hmm. He envisioned a park revolving around 5 lands. Main Street, which was supposed to be late 19th, early 20th century. Adventureland, which would feature exotic locales. Fantasyland, a place of whimsy inspired by the song When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh.
Tomorrowland, a futuristic space age theme. And Frontierland, a homage to pioneers. Now, for the next couple sections, I'm just going to be talking about the 4 main parks.
Right.
So, the first, Magic Kingdom. Can you guess what one of the top attractions are?
In Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
I'm going to go based on just, like, what I notice the queues to be, like, how long they are. I'm going to say Peter Pan's Flight.
Nope.
No. Is it in Fantasyland?
No. Actually.
Okay. Let's see. How about Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Oh my god, I suck at this game.
I only listed the top 3. So
this is just blowing my mind.
Yeah, so the top 3. And this might be
outdated
a little bit. But I mean, I think these are still pretty popular.
It's ever evolving.
Splash Mountain.
Okay, yeah.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Fair enough.
And Buzz Lightyear.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I remember waiting in Buzz Lightyear for like maybe an hour and a half. Yeah. I don't know why I waited that long.
I mean, it's a cool ride.
It's a really cool ride.
In the summer, I can definitely attest to the extremely long wait for Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I can see why that would be popular.
But Peter Pan's Flight always has like a 70-minute wait.
Yeah, I never get to ride it, ever.
Yeah, I've been on it so like a handful of times because I'm like, nah, I'm not waiting in that.
Let's see. Forms of this park, so Magic Kingdom, so different forms of this park can be found in California, Japan, France, and it is made up of 7 lands, each have a theme.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and did you see that in any of the different parks?
Yes, there are definitely in Paris, yes, is the themes. They all go off of his spoke design, where there's the hub.
It's a smart design.
And yeah, it is. And in each land goes off on a spoke off of the main wheel. Totally, totally impressive.
Easy to get around, I will say
yes.
That.
Yep.
My next park is Epcot. Our top 3 attractions. One is not really a ride, but it is a show, Illuminations.
Yes.
Definitely.
The best fireworks show.
I do love, that's probably my favorite show.
The song, man, gets you right in the heart. Yeah. Oof.
Mission Space.
Yes.
And then Test Track.
Yep. Okay.
Does Mission Space make you sick?
It does. Yeah. Incredibly sick.
Do you ride the, like, the one without the G-forces?
Yes. So, fun fact, I was working for the company when that ride debuted.
Ooh.
And I went to a cast member preview of it.
Oh, no.
And so we were among the first people to ride it. So I went on it, and I was like, oh, God, that's intense. I don't feel so good. Didn't think anything of it. And then when it opened, I went on it again afterwards, and they had started the whole sick bag thing. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then a few years later, they did the whole, like, stationary G-Force one, and I'm like, okay. I haven't ridden the stationary one. I always do the G-Force.
I always do the G-Force.
I just suck it up and do it, and then I can't do anything else. I'm sidelined for the rest of the day.
That's like when you do Star Tours like a couple times in a row, and then it's just like, ugh.
Yep, regret.
Yeah. So Epcot sits on 250 acres and is split into two distinct halves, Future World and the World Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And Epcot is one of my favorite parks ever, specifically because of the World Showcase.
Yes, same.
Yeah, because you can experience a whole bunch of different types of food and cultures, yep. And it's very exciting.
Shopping and food, two favorite things.
Oh, yes. Next up is Hollywood Studios. Our top three attractions are the Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
No surprises there.
Right.
Fantasmic.
Oh, okay.
And Rock and Roller Coaster.
Which is like literally all that's left right now.
Yes.
In the park formerly known as MGM.
Yes. And it is actually the smallest of the four parks. Originally opened with a full-fledged film and TV production studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now it's mostly abandoned.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I went to MGM Studios and I walked the backstage tour, which at the time featured Apollo 13.
Oh.
The set from Apollo 13. And the real reason why I was there, Mickey Mouse Club.
Because
I was
obsessed.
That's
a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was walking by the glass window and I was like, oh my God.
And our last park, Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what the number one attraction is?
Kilimanjaro Safaris.
You got it.
Did you know that the entire Magic Kingdom fits in the safari?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
That's really big.
Yes, it is. That's massive. Huge. Because there's what the guest sees and then there's everything else. They have to have a nice room for all the animals and the care rooms and
that's
stuff.
That's fair.
It's massive.
Yeah. Next is the Festival of the Lion King.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Super good. I love
that.
Super good.
And then next one, surprise me, It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Mm-hmm. Because it's in the air conditioning.
Okay, that's fair.
There's not very many things in the air conditioning there.
Yeah, so if you haven't guessed it already, this is the largest of all the parks, 5 times the size of Magic Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and offers an array of animals from the exotic to the mythical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was originally supposed to be like unicorns and dragons.
I want dragons.
Yeah, so if you go to the entrance where it says Animal Kingdom above the gates, there's the head of a dragon.
Oh, there. Yeah, I was like, there is a dragon there.
Was supposed to be those creatures in there.
Oh.
But now, you know, it's got Avatar, so.
Oh, those are real, right?
Right. Those are real animals. Totally.
Okay, and that is my book.
That was a good book.
Yes.
We love those DK eyewitness travel books, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, super good. Yeah. I'll be interested to see after Hollywood Studios goes through the addition of Toy Story and Star Wars, where it then places on size.
Yeah, because I'm very excited for Star Wars. Toy Story, I believe, is opening soon. Right?
Supposed to be this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's in June.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be nowhere near that park for a while.
Why? I mean,
because
it's
going to be crazy.
It's like when the Avatar Land opened up.
Yeah, and I didn't go there for like a year. And then when I did, it was still like a 2-hour wait.
No, it still is a 2-hour
wait. I hope they fix their parking situation at Hollywood Studios because that is bananas.
Yeah, I got lost.
But it looks like they are. When you drive by, it's like totally unrecognizable.
Yeah. In a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, there's so much dirt everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So that is going to do it for us here. Do we have a program to plug?
Yes, we do. The program is called Fandom Inc., and it's actually happening twice at our branches. The little description says, take your favorite characters to uncharted territories through the fan fiction. This interactive presentation reveals the history and progress of a fan fiction writing. So the first one is going to be at Hart Memorial in downtown on Thursday, May 10th at 7 p.m. And then again at the St. Cloud branch on Tuesday, May 22nd at 6 p.m.
Okay.
That sounds pretty fun.
That just leaves me with the closing line.
Yeah.
It's not our normal question format, I will say. And
it was
this one was really hard to think of. Yeah, this one was really hard to think of. And I will give you a fair warning. It's not great.
Should I get the bowl of macaroni ready for this cheese? Should I get the Mickey head-shaped pasta?
Yeah, you should. Because boy, do we want to go to Disney World.
Oh my gosh. I can't. I quit. We're done.